news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The final week leading up to the 2020 presidential election has begun with, for so many Americans, a sense of despair coupled with a bit of hope on the horizon. The despair comes with the Senate set to vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court Monday evening. After voting Thursday morning to move Barrett out of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Senate held a special session over the weekend to accommodate the 30 hours of necessary debate. On Sunday, they voted 51-48 to end debate on Barrett's nomination, with Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins the only two to break ranks with the Republicans and vote with the Democrats. Murkowski said over the weekend that although she's voting no on the procedural matters, she will vote yes to confirm Barrett in the final vote. Monday's vote is expected to be held at around 7 p.m. It'll take place roughly a month after Trump announced Barrett's nomination to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. During Trump's presidency, the Republican Senate has confirmed 219 judicial nominees across the circuit, and with Barrett's confirmation, that'll include three to the Supreme Court. Among the burning questions looming Monday morning are, will Vice President Mike Pence come to the Capitol to preside over the vote? Two things. One, presiding over the Senate is a novelty, not a necessity. And two, he shouldn't because there's a COVID outbreak among his staff. Yep. Mark Short, Pence's chief of staff, has tested positive, and reports say that as many as five Pence staffers have also tested positive, but his office hasn't released any more information. In fact, they tried to keep the entire outbreak secret. So much for transparency. By the way, the Senate is scheduled to go home until after the election, after it votes on the nomination. So much for any COVID relief bill being passed before Election Day. Oh, but before they leave, they've got a party, right? The White House is working on hosting an outdoor event for a ceremonial swearing-in of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court that could come late Monday night after her expected confirmation vote. Can you say another super spreader event? Unbelievable. Well, Election Day is 1 week from Tuesday, 8 days out, and more people have already cast ballots in this year's presidential election than voted earlier absentee in the 2016 race entirely. As of Monday morning, we're closing in on 60 million ballots cast so far, passing the 58 million that the Associated Press logged as being cast through the mail or at in-person voting sites in 2016. But there's another big number floating around out there. The United States just hit its highest 7-day average since the pandemic began. More than 225,000 Americans have already died from the virus. And it's in that context that White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, on CNN's State of the Union, told Jake Tapper,
"We're not going to control the pandemic. We are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigation
areas. Why aren't we going to get control of the pandemic?
Because it is a contagious virus, just like the flu.
Yeah, but why not make efforts to contain it?
Well, we are making efforts to contain it.
By running all over the country, not wearing a mask?
Jake,
that's what the vice president's doing.
We can get into the back.
So they've completely given up. But they've already announced that Mike Pence plans to continue traveling as scheduled despite an outbreak among at least three members of his staff, including Mark Short. And while all this is happening, Trump declared on Sunday that the coronavirus crisis is, quote, ending. Again, let me stress, that's even though the single-day infection levels have just hit their highest point since the pandemic began. Yet, he's still lying to his rally attendees. On Sunday in New Hampshire, he said that a potential coronavirus vaccine is, quote, going to be delivered fast. That will quickly end the pandemic. It's ending anyway, he said. We're rounding the turn, but the vaccine will get it down fast because we want normal life to resume. Oh, please. And just what will happen if Trump wins a second term? Axios reported on Sunday that he plans to fire FBI Director Christopher Wray. He's also expected to quickly replace CIA Director Gina Haspel and Defense Secretary Mark Esper, among others. And the president has also privately complained about his Roy Cohn, Attorney General William Barr, though reportedly he has no formal plans to remove him. And finally, the State Department said Sunday that it has halted employee diversity and inclusion training programs. Reuters reporting that an internal State Department cable indicated that the programs had been paused after Trump last month issued an executive order ending the programs, which the White House has called divisive. That includes any teaching by any federal agencies that the United States is, quote, fundamentally racist or sexist. Opposite world indeed. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.